when state legislators recently passed new rules on oil and gas drillers and passed new limits on drillers and others taking water out of lakes and rivers, environmentalists scored some wins and some losses. They keep proclaiming the new laws are too lax, and in one way they have an independent public opinion poll on their side. The Quinnipiac poll has found, by a 3-to-1 margin, Ohioans like the idea of a moratorium on the drilling technique called fracking, until studies conclude it's safe for the environment. You might think, with that as ammunition, environmental groups might launch a petition drive to put their own alternative plan onto the ballot, but you'd be wrong. Here's Ohio activist Tracy Sabetta.
I think at this point in time, the National Wildlife Federation hasn't given up on the legislature and the administration, and we are hoping that in working side by side with them, we can make these revisions without having to take anything to the ballot.
Jack Shaner, lobbyist for an amalgam of dozens of groups, the Ohio Environmental Council. He says despite that poll, it would be hard for his side to beat the energy industry with a ballot issue.
It would be one gargantuan effort. This is like David versus 1,000 Goliaths. And that slingshot better be well-cocked, well-loaded, well-aimed. This is not a decision we're going to rush into.
There's another reason it might be hard for environmental groups to launch a ballot issue attacking Ohio's new laws on fracking and water outtakes. The activists concede parts of both laws are a step forward. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.